Hey, babe, where are you? Will you come to the living room, please? Ah, there you are. You were starting to make me worry, my wonderful lover. Okay, enough joking. Come here. Come on, come here. Now, let me guide your hands to my waist and wrap my arms around your neck, and voila. What am I doing? Well, I want to dance with you, baby. It's just been so long since we've done something like this, you know? We've both been so busy with our lives, and I've missed this. Just holding each other like this in comfortable silence. Okay there, buddy. I didn't say complete silence. Okay, the music just adds a nice touch to the moment, alright? Just shush, okay? And enjoy it. Please. Thank you. You know, there is a reason why I wanted to do this. Well, you know, I'll let you give it a go at guessing. If you guess correctly, I'll give you a reward. What? No, wait, hold on. Not that kind of reward. Although that does seem very tempting. Anyways, no, continue. Come on, guess. Nuh-uh. Looks like you failed, baby. Okay. I'll tell you, but only because I can't resist your adorable face when you pout like that. I'll even give you the reward just because you're cute. But that comes a lot later as a punishment for guessing incorrectly. Well, I know I'm not the best with words, but I wanted to set the mood before I tell you something very important to make up for my awkwardness, you know? Actually, this has been on my mind for a while now, and I've been playing it over and over in my head, just trying to perfect it, but I realize it doesn't matter so long as I get my point across. So here it goes. I've never said those three words yet, have I? I mean, I know you don't mind that I haven't, and you say it doesn't bother you, but I can see it hurts a little when I don't reciprocate it. And if I'm being honest, it hurts me too. I hate seeing the pain and the hurt in your eyes each time you say it, and I don't see it back. You know how I feel about opening up and being vulnerable, and you know, I'm so thankful, I'm so lucky to have someone like you who's been patient and understanding, but I think I'm ready to be open with you. But I want you to hold me in your arms as I tell you everything that I love about you, okay? Hey, stop making fun of me. I know I'm blushing, okay? I'm just really flustered right now, and this is the first time I've ever done this, so just please, just hear me out, okay? Just hold me and listen, okay? It's my turn to do the talking now. Before I begin, let me warn you that at times I'll be super cheesy. So you just have to deal with that, alright? Let me start with your hair. I absolutely love looking at how your hair moves when you're busy doing your work, cleaning, cooking, or whatever it is. There's something so mesmerizing seeing those springy curls bounce and dance with your every move. Yes, I did just say bounce and dance. Just go with it, okay? I'm trying my best here. I love the feeling of it against my skin when I'm wearing shorts and you're laying in my lap, or when we're cuddling and it brushes briefly against me, or when you're in between my legs. Moving on. You know, I've learned so much about you, and I have to say that although you don't feel the same, wash day will always be my favorite days with you. I know it's a process and you're never thrilled about it, but I am, because, well, I get to help you out and I learn so much from you, and we get to spend time together, and you know, we always have fun. Or, well, I try to make it more enjoyable. Also, I must say that it is very unfair that your hair is always nicer than mine. Yes, it is. I mean, come on, every time we go out, it's always so perfect and flawless, and I just look like I have a rat's nest on my hair. Oh, come on, have you seen how my hair gets in humid weather? Or, you know, when I wake up in the morning? Babe, it's always unruly and messy, so don't you argue with me on this one, because you'll lose. Okay, hey now, I said no talking, so shush. Well, you know, you already know what one of my favorite parts of you is, so I'll let you take a guess for this one. And by the way, my offer still stands. Yes, your eyes. That earns you a kiss on the cheek. Alright, I'm about to get real cheesy now. So buckle in, because it's gonna be one hell of a ride. You know, the first time I ever saw you, the first thing I noticed were your eyes. There was this particular way the sun reflected in your eyes that immediately captivated me. It sparkles under the sun and glows brightly underneath the stars. Your eyes are so irresistibly charming, and I can't take it sometimes. I know I always shy away from making eye contact, but it's because of the way you look at me, and the way those eyes always manage to make me lose myself. Although, you know, without words, I know with only your gaze exactly what you're feeling at the moment. When I get home from work, your eyes light up and the corners of your eyes slightly scrunch up. There is this playfulness to it, and that's when I know you're about to give me all these silly kisses all over my face. And, you know, when I'm feeling down or I have a bad day, I don't need you to speak to comfort me, honestly. All I have to do is look in your eyes and I already start to feel better. Your eyes get glossy, but not because you're going to cry. But it's as if there's a softer tone to it. I see the care, the worry, and the love in your eyes. And I can't help but feel better with the comfort you provide me just by looking into your eyes. And when you want me, babe, your eyes, they reveal everything. There's love and lust wonderfully mixed that's reflected in your eyes. You always get that mischievous glint, and I know you're about to take what you want wherever we are, no matter what. That's my favorite part too. It's naughty, I know, but I lose myself whenever I see that little look in your eyes. Of course, though. Your lips will always be my favorite part. I mean, how else would I hear your lovely voice telling me silly jokes or corny pickup lines? Or, you know, when you get all excited like a little kid on Christmas Day, opening their presents when you tell me all about that new thing that came out. Or that heavenly sound you make when you laugh. Especially when it's uncontrollable and you make those god-awful but absolutely adorable sounds. Of course, my favorite part of your lips is how soft they are and how they feel against mine. Like this. All the kisses you leave on my body and all the marks you leave always give me this soft, tingling feeling that lingers sweetly for a few seconds. Your lips are just everything, darling. I also love when you lean into my touch. When I have my hand against your cheek, like this. I can stare into those gorgeous eyes while I stroke my thumb across your cheek. And I love it. I love it when you close your eyes and there's this look of pure bliss across your face. But I also love to pull at your cheeks like this. Okay, I'll stop. And there we go. There's the look I was searching for. Whenever I do or say something annoying or when I tease you, there's this certain look casted upon your face. There's disbelief and annoyance, but I can see it in your eyes and that half lopsided smile of yours that you can't help but laugh at my goofiness. Kind of like a I hate that I love you type of moment. And you know, when I trail my hand gently down your face to the crevice of your neck, I love burying my head and nuzzling my face into your neck when we hug or cuddle. But of course, I love giving you little kisses that make you shiver in delight, or giving you that occasional love bite for you to deal with later. Do you know what my absolute favorite part of you is, though? It's your arms and chest. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but whenever one of us gets home, I immediately look for you and go straight into your arms no matter what. Do you know why? What? No. Why do you? Oh, no, it's not that. It's not because I want sexy time to sibling. You gotta stop. It's, I'm trying to be wholesome here, okay? Just shh. It's actually because I feel at peace because I'm finally home. I never told you this, but you know how I always tell you I can't wait to get home? I don't mean our place or our bed. What I mean is to be in your arms. And as cheesy as it sounds, whenever I feel your arms around me, my head is rested against your chest and nuzzled into your neck. I know I'm safe, and I know that I'm finally home. Now, the part I'm about to get to next, I know that sometimes you feel a little insecure about your tummy, but I have to tell you that I absolutely adore it. I love showering your tummy with kisses and giving them rubs. If I could, and if you allow me, I would spend all day just loving on your tummy. That sounds weird, but I promise you it's all in good faith. I know there are times where you aren't really loving your body. I get that feeling too. But please know that I don't care if you don't have a flat stomach. Or, you know, you don't have abs or whatever. It doesn't matter to me at all because you're beautiful and perfect to me, no matter what. Screw, you know, just screw those standards society set for us, because they don't determine what I think is beautiful, and they sure as hell don't determine my love for you. So whether or not you have a flat stomach, toned stomach, or you have a little fat, I don't care. I really don't. And you know what? It makes our cuddles all the more cozy. And don't even get me started on those legs of yours, babe. I swear you know exactly what to do when you want to seduce me. Because you always show off those legs in subtle, but actually not really subtle ways. That drive me crazy. Yes, I do mean it. Okay, no, hold on now. I do not have a leg fetish, despite what my friends may say. I just appreciate nice legs when I see them, okay? And you know, I know you have doubts about your thighs, but baby, I don't care if it's bigger than what society accepts. I don't care if you think you'll suffocate me when I ask you to ride my face. Seriously, I would love nothing more than to be able to see you on my face and see the absolute pleasure that you're getting while you moan and grip onto my hair. If I get to choose how I die, trust me, I'd more than happily die in between those thick thighs, babe. I mean, after all, thick thighs save lives. So, don't you ever worry about me not being able to breathe or whatever. I'm a grown adult. I'll figure out how to breathe. I know. I've been doing all my life. All that matters to me is seeing you lose yourself in pleasure and euphoria given by me. And, you know, I mean it when I say you look sexy as hell when I see you on top of me riding my face. And I wish I could see it more. Although, I do have to tell you that those legs look best wrapped around me. You know, I never told you this before, but the day I finally realized just how hard I fell for you was on our trip to the cottages during the winter. Do you remember that day? The night we... Well, you know. When we lit the fireplace, I was just instantly drawn in by you. There was something about the fire that made your olive skin glow, and the contrast of it brought out your beauty so much more. There was something about the fire that made your white skin glow, and the contrast of it brought out your beauty so much more. The way the flames perfectly highlighted your silhouette, it was hypnotizing. It softly brought out the lovely undertones of your skin, making it look so much more rich in color and all the more captivating to me. I know that wasn't the best description, but I was at a loss for words seeing you stand there with that dazzling smile of yours and those gorgeous eyes. I was mesmerized, to say the least. In fact, I thought for a moment you knew dark magic or something, because there is no way someone can be that beautiful. Every scar, every mark, and every stretch mark, or lightning scars, as I like to call them, on your body makes me love you all the more. I know you don't like them, but I've told you before, and I'll keep telling you until the day I die, that I absolutely love them, because that's what makes you, you. There's a story behind each one, whether serious or ridiculous, but it's you, and I love everything about you. I've said more than enough about your body and appearance, but I have yet to tell you anything about you. This is the part where I just couldn't perfect in my head. Not like what I said earlier was perfect, but, you know, I feel like I've exhausted every possible word in the English language to describe you. There are no words that'll do you justice when it comes to you. You're funny, amazing, kind, loving, caring, and I can't think of any words to describe you and tell you how much I love who you are. So, instead, let me say this. Tu es ma joie de vivre. Je suis très fort de toi. Tu es l'amour de ma vie. Je suis tellement amoureuse de toi. J'ai peur parfois, mais je sais que tout ira bien parce que c'est toi et je t'aime de tout mon corps. Je vais être avec toi pour toujours. You can have fun figuring out what I just said. But please know that all the words I've said, everything I've told you, I mean it with all my heart and my entire being. And I want you to remember all that when I say these three words. I love you so fucking much. And I will tell you every day, any chance I get, to tell you those three words. So please know that when I say those three words, it bears the weight of everything I've said and everything I've yet to say. For now, let's just stay here in each other's arms while we slow dance in the dark with nothing but the music and city lights to accompany us.